We're doing Seder HaDorot. We were up to the year 2000. So Avram had been thrown into the furnace. Amichai, can we trouble you to shift the drop? Avram had been thrown into the furnace, and 2 years later, when he was 52, Nimrod is on the throne in Babylon, and he has a dream. And in his dream, he sees himself standing by the furnace together with the soldiers, and Avram walks out of the furnace and he has a sword drawn, and he runs toward the king, and Nimrod runs away, and Avram throws an egg at Nimrod's head, and the egg turns into a big stream, and all his soldiers drown in that stream, and Nimrod makes it away with three people. And Nimrod looks at the three of them, and they're all wearing royal clothing, and they all stand tall and proud like a king. And when they all ran away, so then the stream again became an egg, and out of the egg came a little chick, and the chick flew on top of the king's head, and it plucked out the king's eye, and he woke up. So that's his dream. So he got very upset. Nimrod. This was Nimrod's dream. So he got very upset, and he was very scared. So he gets up quickly, and he orders that they bring his wise men and his sorcerers, and he tells them the dream. And one wise man, his name was Anuki, he said, "This is the evil of Avram and his seed that will ultimately sprout against the king. But don't you know that it's been 52 years that 52 years ago all your wise men foresaw that Avram would be born and he would pose a threat to your throne?" So Nimrod decides to accept their interpretation, and he sends secretly some of his servants to go and kidnap Avram to bring him to be killed. And this is where we'll pick up. There's Hashem next time. So wow.